In sports here this morning, the Iowa Hawkeyes' hopes of adding win number 13 to their already record season total disappeared quickly in a 45-16 loss to Stanford in the Rose Bowl yesterday. Stanford running back Christian McCaffrey caught a pass on the first play from scrimmage and ran 75 yards for a touchdown just 11 seconds into the game. That touchdown was the first of five touchdowns in the first two quarters that put Iowa in a Rose Bowl hole they couldn't overcome. Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz reacted after the game.
We're all disappointed with the outcome of the game today, the way we played. But that being said, I just say one more time just how proud I am of our football team. They've been a tremendous group all season long. 13 times they've prepared well. They've competed hard. And today just didn't work out for us. So obviously very, very proud of the way the guys have done things. And it really goes back 12 months. So this game hurts. We'll learn from it. We'll move on.
Ferentz says the overall experience outside of the game had been great, and he credited the seniors for their role.
I can't describe in terms just what a great job they have done going back to last January. These guys have walked the walk on a daily basis. They've done a tremendous job of providing leadership for everybody on our football team, and these guys are the main reason why we made history this year. So really appreciative of all their efforts. Certainly wish all of them the best as they move forward. And I know they're going to all do well, and our team will move forward as well.
Ferentz says the opening score was tough to take, but it shouldn't have dictated how they played the rest of the game.
Yeah, the first play is a big play, certainly. We had a similar situation to that in 2009 at Penn State. They hit an 80-yard pass on us right off the bat. But, you know, we came back and played the game and won the football game. So, you know, just like this game won't define this team, one play doesn't define a game. And we had plenty of ample opportunity after that to play. But to put it on that would really diminish the way they played. They played a tremendous game in all phases.
Senior center Austin Blythe says they started the game out too slowly.
We just didn't get it going offensively. And, you know, Stanford played a really good defensive game, obviously. And we didn't really get anything going until the end there. And just at that point, it was way too late.
Christian McCaffrey scored on a 63-yard punt return and broke the Rose Bowl record for all-purpose yardage in the game. Ferentz was asked if McCaffrey was better in person than he was on film. He said they don't have anyone in practice who can duplicate the things that McCaffrey does.
He's a rare talent. He's a tremendous football player, great balance, great vision, very difficult to tackle. So, you know, it's just a real credit to him.
The punt return for TD was the first Iowa had given up all season and was a first quarter pick six thrown by quarterback C.J. Beathard, as everything in the game seemed to go wrong for a team that had all the answers throughout most of the year. While the loss stings, Iowa's seniors finished with a school record 12 wins and a perfect regular season. Senior cornerback Jordan Lomax talked about what the season has meant to him.
Just being able to play with a group of guys this year, it was a very great year for us. And the togetherness and the maturity within this group and the camaraderie and just being able to play under Coach Ferentz and the rest of this coaching staff, it's just been a huge honor. And couldn't thank this university, our fans, and my teammates. They've done so much for me, and it's just been an awesome year.
Blythe said he agreed with Lomax.
It's been an unbelievable year, especially with the group of guys we got. Just everybody's working towards a common goal, working together. There was nobody standing off on the side doing their own stuff. And like Jordan said, just playing for these fans in this university and for a coach like Coach Ferentz is second to none.
The 102nd Rose Bowl game was the first meeting between the two schools ever. Iowa's now 2-4 in six Rose Bowl appearances. The Hawkeyes are 14-14-1 all-time in 29 bowl game appearances. The Hawkeyes returned 15 starters in 2016, 7 on offense and 8 on defense. In other bowl games, if you like bowl games to be seesaw affairs that go down to the wire, then you were sorely disappointed yesterday by the schedule. With all those games going, it was a 29.5-point average margin, with the closest game being a 16-point deficit in the early portion of the day. Ezekiel Elliott ran for 149 yards and matched a Fiesta Bowl record with 4 touchdowns to spark number 7 Ohio State's prolific offense in a 44-28 win over 8th-ranked Notre Dame. Elliott scored on 3 short runs in the first half and added a 47-yard score to open up the second in his final game for the Buckeyes. OSU rolled up 496 yards of total offense and finished 12-1 while dropping the Fighting Irish to 10-3. Michigan earned an easy win at the Citrus Bowl as Jake Rudock threw for 278 yards and three touchdowns in the 17th-ranked Wolverines' 41-7 victory over number 19 Florida. Michigan had three touchdown drives of at least 70 yards and finished with 503 yards of offense against a Florida defense that entered the game ranked sixth nationally. Michigan built on their 17-7 lead by allowing just 28 total yards in the second half. Joshua Dobbs threw for 166 yards and ran for two touchdowns to lead unranked Tennessee's 45-6 rout of number 12 Northwestern in the Outback Bowl. Dobbs scored on runs of 14 and 18 yards, while Jalen Hurd rushed for 130 yards and one touchdown for the Volunteers. The Vols finished 9-4, while the Wildcats end up 10-3. The final game of the day had Oklahoma State taking on Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl, and well, that one shaped up to be a blowout as well. Chad Kelly threw for 302 yards and four touchdowns, three to Laquan Treadwell, and number 16 Ole Miss beat number 13 Oklahoma State 48-20 in the Sugar Bowl. Ole Miss jumped out to a 34-6 lead by halftime, cruising up and down the field against an overwhelmed Oklahoma State defense. The onslaught was punctuated late in the second quarter when left tackle Laramie Tunsil had a two-yard touchdown run on a trick play after a lateral from Kelly. That was as time ran out at the end of the half. Oklahoma State lost its final three games after 10 straight wins. The Cowboys fell into a 41-6 hole midway through the third quarter and never mounted a legitimate challenge. Mason Rudolph was 18 of 31 for 179 yards for Oklahoma State. Ole Miss outgained Oklahoma State 554 to 366 in total yardage in that game. The ratings for Thursday's college football playoff semifinal games are in, and they indicate that fans would rather watch football on New Year's Day than New Year's Eve. The first semifinal game was top-ranked Clemson's 37-17 rout of number 4 Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl, which drew a 9.7 rating. Compared that to 15.5 rating that Oregon and Florida State received last New Year's Day. The Michigan State-Alabama Cotton Bowl drew a 9.9 rating compared to a 15.3 for Ohio State-Alabama in the Sugar Bowl last January 1. The dramatic matchups and results of last year's first college football playoff semifinals led to record-breaking cable audiences for ESPN. The Florida State-Oregon game featured a matchup of Heisman Trophy-winning quarterbacks Jameis Winston and Marcus Mariota, and the Alabama-Ohio State game came down to a final play before the Buckeyes prevailed. So, of course, the outcome of those games didn't help the ratings with the blowouts as well. The New England Patriots have thrived at home since Gillette Stadium opened in 2002. The Boston Bruins didn't enjoy the same success in the NHL Winter Classic at the stadium in Foxborough yesterday. Paul Byron scored twice, and the Montreal Canadiens regained their Atlantic Division lead by slamming the Bruins 5-1. Brendan Gallagher picked up a goal and an assist in his return to the Canadiens lineup after missing 17 straight games with two broken fingers. Former University of Vermont netminder Mike Conned handled 27 shots to help Montreal win for just the third time in their last 14 games. The Bruins fell to 1-2 in the Winter Classic 6 years after they beat the Flyers 2-1 in overtime at Fenway Park. Montreal now tops its division by 1 point over the Panthers. The Bruins remain third in the Atlantic after blowing a chance to pull into a first-place tie with the Panthers. And speaking of the Panthers, the Florida Panthers' challenge for the Atlantic Division title has led to a contract extension for Executive Vice President and General Manager Dale Tallon. He was a finalist for the NHL's Executive of the Year Award in 2012 after putting together a roster that won the franchise's first division title. Last season, the team went from a 66-point team the previous year to a 91-point club that challenged for a playoff spot, and Tallon was in the final year of his contract here this year. The Panthers have also announced that Tom Rowe has been named Associate General Manager after serving as coach of the team's American Hockey League affiliate in Portland, Maine. A couple of games in Top 25 basketball yesterday. It was a couple of upsets as Stanford beat 21st-ranked Utah 70-68 in overtime, and it was Washington in double overtime over 25th-ranked UCLA 96-93. Also an upset in women's college basketball as Louisville beat 15th-ranked Florida State 79-69 in action yesterday. And Chiefs pass rusher Justin Houston returned to practice for the first time in more than a month on Friday and is listed as questionable for Sunday's game against the Raiders. Fellow linebacker Tamba Ali is also questionable after missing a game with a broken thumb. That's a look at the latest sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you this hour by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.